So good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. And your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. And your response will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community. And a donation will be made, you know, to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey.
I'd like to say one thing.
Go ahead.
That, you know, addiction is a big problem in our whole country, but some of these methadone clinics, they're not set up right. They should have an incentive to do well. Like, if a person is to get over the addiction and stop using drugs, then they should be able to go to pay for a year of college to get them started, because it would be way cheaper than another year of methadone.
Okay.
Instead, and that should give the people at the clinic a bonus for that, you know, person,
okay,
for each one of those. Instead, they would rather see the kids fail, because the following year, their grant is based on how much they needed the year before. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and it's dumb.
Okay, would you like to help me with this survey, man? That way you can express your feelings.
How long does it take?
It takes probably less than 10 minutes, man. It's very short.
I'll try. I'm disabled, so. Okay.
It'll be very fast. Okay, could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Just barely. I just made the last one.
Okay, over 65. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your gender?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, and first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your, you know, school district use certain substances. You know, if you're not sure of an answer, just give me the best guess. Okay, note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, okay, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, now, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Maybe try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
You know what? I wouldn't even know how to answer that, because my youngest is in his upper 30s. I don't talk to my granddaughter a whole lot.
Okay,
and,
just
I don't really know.
Your best guess would be fine, ma'am. If you think, you know, maybe once a week, daily, twice a month, you know, once, just your best guess is fine.
Well, the ones that do drink, I would guess a few times a week.
Okay, so be,
I don't know.
Maybe try once or twice?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
If they're in school.
So be once a week, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they're in school, I would hope they're not drinking on school night.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, and how often do you think most teens in your school district use, cannabis, any form of marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate of any form of hash, you know, or hash oil? Would you say never? Maybe try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I would guess once a week. I did it when I was that age.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Oh, I don't. That stuff. I've seen too much of that.
So would you say never, tried it once or twice a year, once a month, maybe twice a month, once a week, or daily?
That's hard to say. I think it got real popular with the kids, but it's more dangerous than they know. I would, the ones that are using it, I would say daily.
Okay, daily, right? Okay.
They need to know more about that stuff, I think.
Okay, next, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one, okay? If you don't agree or disagree, you let me know. I'll give you, like, a neutral answer. For each statement, I will also ask you for your opinion about you know, what most adults in your community think. You know, if you are not sure of the answer, just give me your best guess, okay? The first one says, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Would you strongly disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree strongly,
okay.
Because a lot of kids don't know how dangerous it is.
Okay, the other one says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Would that be a strongly...
Middle of the road with that one.
Would that be a strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
That the parents should not let their kids use.
Yes, most adults in my community, that's the most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I agree.
Okay. most adults in my community think parents and, you know, guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Strongly agree. Okay. All right, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
I strongly agree. Most
adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Strongly agree. All right, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Kind
of barely agree. In the middle of the road on that one.
So be, because I have neutral, okay? You can also give me the option neutral.
I think it should be legal, and they probably wouldn't even want to drink, you know, whatever.
Agree or neutral or disagree?
Just neutral.
Okay. All right, ma'am. My community should adopt, you know, or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than, you know, their own children with alcohol.
That should be illegal. My friend had a girl die in her home. She wasn't there, but one of her ex-husband's girlfriend brought the kids something to drink, and one girl died. I was just floored.
Okay. Would that be?
They didn't charge that woman.
Would that be a strongly agree or just agree?
Agree that it should be illegal for supply someone else's kids.
Okay. Okay, drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Okay, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
I agree. I thought you asked that one.
But the thing is, you know, some of that are for the adults in the community, and then some of these are for
parents
and guardians.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, okay, that's why it sounds so repetitive, but it's different.
Yeah.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Well, they should talk about it. I mean, I'm middle of the road with that, but I'm just neutral.
Neutral,
yeah,
okay.
But they should certainly inform them about whatever, either or.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think we should adopt, you know, or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I mean, it's illegal for them to use it, right?
It should be illegal
for them to provide it for them.
To provide it, yes. Illegal adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Would you strongly agree? Agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Just agree.
Just agree. Okay. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
No, it's not, because their brains aren't fully developed.
So be strongly agree or just agree?
Just agree.
just agree. All right, parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Would that be just agree or strongly agree?
Just agree.
Okay, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yeah, if it's not their own kid. I mean, if they're at a special occasion, a wedding or something, let them have a glass of champagne or whatever, but not to somebody else's kid. No.
Okay, so be agree or just strongly agree?
If to someone else's kid?
This is says, yes, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth, you know, under the age of 21, should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
That's kind of hard to answer because there's so many different aspects of that.
So, would that be neutral or disagree
or
strongly? Or,
well, I agree, but not strongly. You got to know what the situation is or who's kid, you know.
Okay. All right, most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
No. That would be going backwards.
So be neutral or disagree or strongly disagree?
I'd just say neutral on that.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell teens not to do anything, but I would certainly try to get them to not do it.
Okay, so be agree or strongly agree with
you? Yeah, agree.
Okay. All right, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I strongly agree.
Okay, okay, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. Okay, I only have a few more statements that sounds this almost the same, but we almost finished, okay? I really thank you for your time. Let me speed up real quick so we can finish this up, okay? Thank you.
Okay,
and most adults in my community believe, you know, adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Would that be... Strongly agree. Okay, and most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Oh, well, yeah. It can get a kid's killed. Nobody's got the right to give somebody else's child alcohol.
Okay, so be strongly or just agree?
To make a law?
Yes, to enforce the laws, you know, that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing, you know, for teens to do.
I agree.
Using marijuana is a never good thing for teens to do.
For kids or teens or?
For teens. Yes, for teens to do.
Jeez, I'm getting a beep here. I'm neutral on that.
Neutral. Okay, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Agree.
You
okay.
Know,
yeah.
It's not their own kid.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
I agree, you know, except for a special occasion of class.
Okay. Whatever. Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
I'm middle of the road, neutral.
Neutral, okay.
If they did that, they probably wouldn't need anything, want anything else.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Yeah, I agree.
Agree. Okay, most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I don't agree on that.
So disagree or neutral?
You're saying I'm talking for the whole community because I've been kind of out of the loop for a while. I'm disabled, can't even leave the house, you know.
Oh, that's fine, ma'am. We just want to hear your opinion, okay? And
okay.
What's the closest, you know, to your opinion? Okay, would that be disagree or neutral or strongly disagree?
What was it again?
Most adults in my community think, you know, using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I don't agree with that.
So be disagree or strongly disagree?
just disagree.
Okay, and the last one.
If I had a choice to give my kid a joint or booze, I'd rather give him a joint.
Okay. Okay, my community should adopt, you know, or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
I agree.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The last few questions are, you know, just the for qualification purposes, okay? Next, I'm going to ask you some questions about how you know, use the following substances, which are, you know, all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, give me your best guess, okay? How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never? Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Right now it's never, but for a while there it was almost every day.
But right now it's
not at all.
Not, never, okay. What about how often do you use marijuana or, you know, in edible or drinkable forms, other than medical marijuana prescribed by your doctor?
I don't.
So never?
Oh, I did try one of those gummy things.
So would that be tried once or twice, once or twice a year?
Yeah. It helped me a little bit.
So be tried it once or twice, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Help.
How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never. Not at all.
Okay.
I couldn't even.
Okay,
those things made me cough and choke and something
okay,
bad.
Okay. And now I just have a few final questions for you. For so far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message, you know, or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day, or almost every day?
How many times have I seen messages that say that?
Yes, that they say that, you know, the students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping.
I haven't really heard that. I don't listen to local news a lot and nothing.
So be never? Or a
yeah,
few times?
I have no opinion because I don't know.
Okay, don't know. Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe yourself? Would you say, you know, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Asian American, Black
I'm
African
American? I'm 57.
Hispanic
like
or Latino or white?
I'm six different, yeah, white, whatever. I'm six different from...
Okay.
Yeah, Scandinavian
right.
Mostly.
Okay, ma'am, and as a token of our appreciation, okay, the Carlson County Drug Prevention Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey, okay, that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose an organization that you would, you know, like our coalition to donate to, you know, on your behalf. The United Way of Carlson County, or Clarke Public Library?
The library.
Okay. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too. Happy New Year.
All right. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.